When someone is smelling a smell, right? Let's say as an example, there's a plant in this room which is giving off a beautiful smell. You walk into the room, you smell that natural perfume from this magnificent flower. You know what you just did? On some level, you just inhaled maybe tiny, but particles, fractions of particles, atoms, I don't know how small, but something from that flower, correct? That's what you're smelling. The flower is emoting, if you will, it's giving off its smell. And when you smelled it, what did you do? You took some of that flower and brought it into your nostrils, correct? That's what's happening. Is that true? Yes? Yeah? Okay, we have a ENT guy here from his original training, right? My friends, that's what happens. If when you smell a flower, you took some of that flower inside of yourself, when you listen to someone's problems, you took some of that person inside yourself. I want you to hear what that means. The Pasuk says, Da'aga b'lev Adam, if there's a worry in the heart of a person, Yaschena, let him share it with someone else. If you have a problem shared is a problem halved. If you actually listened to someone, just didn't do anything about it, told them, listen, I don't know if I can help, but let me hear, what's going on? What's bothering you? You leave everything behind. What have you done? You've taken another Jewish person and you've brought them into your heart. What a gorgeous mitzvah to be able to do.
Thank you.